CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Kevin McCarthy, still a congressman but out of leadership. For the first time in U.S. history, a Speaker of the House was forced out. It happened at the hands of a small group of hardliners led by Florida's Matt Gaetz, up in the air as to who might be the next Speaker and when a vote might be taken. A shelter-in-place order lifted at Morgan State University in Baltimore after a shooting during the school's homecoming festivities. Four students and one other person were hurt. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
This unfortunate and unacceptable tragedy joins, as we know, a long line of colleges and schools around this country that have seen incidents like this.
All injuries are non-life-threatening, and there's no suspect in custody yet. The judge in Donald Trump's fraud case has issued a partial gag order over the former president after Trump criticized a court clerk. The judge saying, quote, personal attacks on members of my court staff will not be tolerated. This is ABC News. Russia now says its air defenses shot down dozens of Ukrainian attack drones along the border. It appears to be the largest single strike into Russian territory since the invasion of Ukraine. Due in court today, the accused mastermind of the 1996 killing of rapper Tupac Shakur, Duane Davis, was arrested last week on murder charges. A Mexican cartel now banning fentanyl.
Banners began appearing in the northern Mexico state of Sinaloa on Monday, signed by a faction of the Sinaloa cartel run by the sons of the infamous drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The banners are claiming the cartel is now prohibiting the sale and production of fentanyl. Fentanyl has become a top priority in talks between the U.S. and Mexico because of thousands of overdose deaths. The DEA is offering a $10 million reward for the capture of El Chapo's sons. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And the baseball playoffs continue today. The Phillies, Rangers, Twins, and Diamondbacks all winning Game 1 of their series. I'm Liz Landers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Michelle Eilbert, who is a lot cooler than you and I, Jim.
Painfully obvious.
Painfully obvious. Go ahead and do, because I don't have my glasses today.
I know. Johnny doesn't have his glasses. And
so you're going to do the Pella.
We have some great sponsors.
No, you know
right?
What? You're not going to do it. No, you're not going to do it. We're going to have a professional do it. Michelle?
Oh, my gosh. John, I was
she's a professional, Jim.
I read ahead like I do in church. I kind of read ahead a little bit.
Settle down. She's a professional. Go ahead, Michelle.
Pella is executing some incredible plays. Products with limited lifetime warranties. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass. Stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
She must
this Pella play
oh,
proves to be the game-winning touchdown. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace old or damaged windows and doors or just wanting to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Do not miss out. For a limited time, monthly payments are as low as $19 a window and $75 per patio door at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your free quote today.
Oh, my God.
At PellaWI.com.
Yeah. John. We're going to call her every morning at this time.
I won't just answer.
Just to read that. Right?
I won't answer.
That's a lot better thought than I had. That
Pella sales just went up.
I just didn't want Pella saying the hell with Mino and the Mayor. We're going over to Channel 5.
Do you notice, though, she comes prepared. She had her glasses on.
I know. I didn't have my glasses.
Yes.
Michelle McCormick, Local 5 anchor, joining us right now. And if we want to make her co-host really mad, we'd call Tom Zelaski.
Yes. He's been on our show.
I think he's already up and lifting weights.
Oh, that's right.
He does
yeah,
that.
He's one
he
of those fitness that. Fanatics.
Yeah. You are doing great in this community.
Thank you so much.
How long have you been here?
It was 3 years in August.
Awesome. You.
And I'm still here.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. I just want to jump
Everybody's
in real quick.
Everybody's shocked. Still here.
Is it your son a Marine?
He is U.S. Air Force.
Air Force. Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome. Right. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
You
He's setting to deploy to Kuwait
oh,
in
no
a couple
kidding.
Of weeks. So
Which
thank
base,
you,
you
for
know?
Mention. I do.
Air John?
Ali Al-Salem.
Ali Al-Salem. I've been there.
Salim. It's Salim. All right. Thank you.
I was stranded there.
You can
there.
Maybe help me then.
I was stranded there for a week.
All right.
In Ali Al-Salem.
Is that where you We're went to the wrong then. Airport?
No, it was a different time.
Okay.
But
I
they,
just,
they quit. Got,
I've
no.
been there too.
So,
that's, yes.
Was there a U-Haul involved?
No, there wasn't a U-Haul involved. No, they had my name wrong. Every day I'd have to go 3 different times for the manifest, as they call it, to get on the flights. And they go by your last name and whatever. Well, my name is John Patrick Mino. They had Patrick as my last name. So I'm in there every day hearing Patrick called out.
Wow.
And not thinking it was me. So
Ali
Aslim, it's tents in there mainly, but there's a Burger King. There's a Burger King at Al Yasalim.
Okay.
In Kuwait. So.
And they'll remember John.
So Natalie, that's a very nice place.
Speaking of Burger Kings, we're going to take major steps up from there. You cover a lot. You do a lot with Local 5. And I think you're an awesome anchor. I think you really relate to the people of our community. That was a good. You were a good hire. You've done a special on supper clubs, and
I love supper clubs. John, it's terrible that my favorite supper club in the world closed down a couple of months ago. Mahout's in Two Rivers. It'd been there for like 100 years. It was a great place.
But you didn't really have to tell her you love supper clubs. I think
that's your hometown. I think I would get some props from you.
I don't think that closed.
It's closed. Oh, it's totally closed. No, it is. Jim, trust me, Mahout's is closed. I said Two Rivers last week, and I drove by, and there's a big for sale sign. It's closed, Mahout's.
Well, then that recently closed. Like
within the last few months.
Oh.
Yeah, it's closed.
Because I went there for a funeral, like the funeral thing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was just a few months ago.
I know, it's closed.
Really?
Yeah, and that was a legendary, wasn't it?
Oh, that is sad. Okay, now I'm bummed out. Lift us up here. Okay. We've got to. But your supper club, how many supper clubs do we have in the state?
I checked with Ron Fayola, who is considered the guru of Wisconsin supper clubs. He's got a fourth book out on the topic. He puts it in anywhere between 363 and 390 over the past 5 years. The current count is about 363.
How many do you think there was at the height of supper clubs?
Well, that's an interesting question, and that is discussed in his book. And I promised Ron, in order for him to do an interview with us that aired last month, that I wouldn't give that detail away because it's in his book.
We gotta buy his book.
Don't get me in trouble, man.
All right, we're going to buy his book.
But you know what? The thing that's beautiful about the Supper Club series is that it came at the request of viewers. It's what we call in the biz a one-off. My news director, John Loughran, a Green Bay native, he saw me do a story about the bowling convention that was in town, the state bowling tournament in Green Bay. And he knows that I just like to hang out, you know? And he said, I think you should do a story on this Wisconsin Supper Club enthusiasts group with an S. Because they met on Facebook and shared memories during the pandemic shutdown. And then they started meeting each other at the supper club. So I joined them in meeting them. You can spot them out because they have these little orange, like, construction cones. They're little plastic cones with their logo on it.
Oh.
And we just did a story on them and what they love about it. And the reaction was instant. There were phone calls, emails, when's the next supper club story? And so the series was born.
We don't have to have sleepless nights. Are they here to stay? Supper clubs, John, 363. I got a goal for us.
Well, okay, but think about this. I mean, there's places that we talk about that are small places that are closed like Mondays and Tuesdays because they can't get enough help. You imagine the amount of help you need at supper clubs?
Yeah, the number might be up to 390. If you go to WisconsinSupperClubs.com, you can get the complete list. Because it's not a food review. I just tell the stories of the people behind the supper clubs.
Yeah, I watched some of your interviews, and like Johnny said, labor's an issue to keep these things going.
It remains an issue, correct. So the thing is that remains a challenge that everybody acknowledges, but they're very creative. We got this 30-something girl who operates the Gino Steakhouse in Outagamie County. What she does is she has a patchwork of 30 different part-timers who helps her fill the schedule for the month so she can operate her supper club. Romy's Nightingale. Yeah. You know them because even though they're known for roasted chicken, they have the steer up top. She has two full-timers, the chef and the bartender. Everybody else is high schoolers. And you know how she gets high schoolers? There's a free meal with every chef. Nice. So everybody comes up with their own ways to keep it going.
We're with Michelle McCormick, Local 5 anchor, and doing a tremendous series called The Dish of Wisconsin Supper Clubs.
I thought that was interesting. I saw that interview you did with her, and these kids come home from school, and kids are always hungry when they come in. So she feeds them, and they're like, this is great. They get new energy, you know, a second wind, and then they're on for Friday night, and that's when they're very, very busy. I don't want to ask you what the best supper club is. but
it depends what you want.
But
I love Van Abel's. Have you been there? Van Abel's?
I have not been there yet.
We talked about Black. There's so many good supper clubs, but tell me about the salad bars, which I know that guy talked a little bit about the relish tray, and then it kind of worked and kind of didn't, or it was regional.
And what's a gizzard?
Oh, man, that's the best. If they got gizzards, I'm in, Johnny.
All right.
That I will spend more time in there like, sir, could you move the line along? But I'm getting my...
I got to get to the gizzards. Get the hell out of my way, Grandma.
I was the mayor.
I was the mayor of Green Bay. And by God, if you take that last gizzard, I'll break your back. I swear, I was a wrestler.
I'll break your gizzard.
Until I got kicked off the team.
All 103 pounds.
I was a 103-pound wrestler in my little onesie.
Anyway.
And I got a Shetland pony will kick your butt, too.
You should meet my dog, Milton.
Oh, my dog, Milton, will tear you apart.
They pick. This is a tough job.
It's a sign of affection.
Yeah, that's what they say. You sound like my wife. But the supper clubs, tell me about, are they evolving? Are they like who they are will always be who they are?
I think it depends on whether or not it stays within the family or not.
Right.
I think if it is handed down, as was the case with Krabby's Country Club in Seymour, it was handed down with great care to the neighbor. of the original owners of, or the most recent owners of Krabby's Country Club. And so she added her own touch and brought her own feel to it after taking over new ownership of it. Whereas other supper clubs like the Sky Club in Plover, it's the Freund family. Patrick and Eric do the same recipes that their father did, that their father's father did. And they even have a Newski's potatoes in tribute to a longtime customer who has since departed.
Oh, yeah.
But asked them, could you do, potato skins in sea salt for me? And so now they keep an empty stool in his photo at the bar.
Oh, that's cool.
And serve
Newski's
potatoes.
You're not from Wisconsin originally, right, Michelle?
I am not from Wisconsin. I am a Wisconsinite by choice.
Okay.
I identify
Wisconsinite. Where are you from
originally? Like Natalie.
Where'd you grow up?
I read the Yelp review when I saw the job opening in Green Bay, and I read a Yelp review, and the first one that popped up, if you're a Packers fan and enjoy day drinking, Green Bay's the place for you. And they meant it as an insult.
Oh.
And I thought, no, that doesn't
sound that
bad to me.
But is the supper club, you've lived in other parts of the country, is the supper club very unique to Wisconsin?
Especially the way Wisconsin does it. Leisurely, it's very homey feeling. Even the supper clubs like Rivers Bend and Green Bay that go all out and have the very nice linens and the candlelight and everything like that, as opposed to, Moxie's in Casco, which feels like, the owner's kitchen and living room.
Yeah.
There is a homey feeling regardless of the decor that the supper clubs choose. They all have a certain standard from scratch. The food has to be from scratch.
And that, what you said earlier, it just really dawned on me, and I've been at supper clubs my whole life. They're not corporate.
No.
They're family owned or neighbor owned, like you just did the example, or they're the brothers. And that's what is so cool about it. The guy mixing your drinks may own the place. And
or his grandma mixed them
right,
40
that's,
years
that's
ago.
What I'm saying, it's handed down.
Same type of recipe.
And it is a living history. I mean, you want to know about Prohibition? Go to Club Chalet in the town of Scott, where they still have the doorbells in the wall, where it used to be a brothel, where customers would beckon and announce their arrival. They also have a ghost there.
No, I heard some stories about
Did I not make that clear? Because that's a completely different series.
I heard some stories from, and this was from a former Packer, about Packer players hanging out there way back in the day, in like the 50s at that place.
Yeah, I don't think it was legal in the 50s.
No, but I'm just saying, but
that is awesome. What a fun...
You can stick around, right?
Subject matter cover.
Okay.
All right, I got a couple questions on... I want to talk about some of the meals that you've enjoyed the most and...
Okay, but I'm not a food critic because I like food in general.
Well, so do most of
us. All right, okay.
All right. Okay. We're sticking... You got to stick around here.
Okay.
This is Michelle McCormick, who you know the voice because... And now we know the face. You know the face, maybe not the voice. She's with Local 5 Anchor, and she's talking to us, and we'll be right back.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
If I could be you...
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 78. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows level off around 55. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Temperatures a bit below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, Michelle McCormick, lead anchor of WFRV.
No, I'm John Zelaski's co-anchor.
I did that on purpose in case Z was listening.
Right.
I wanted him to just have a little bit of a hiccup.
Right.
What do you mean, I'm Tom Zelaski.
He's not listening. He's working out. No, I'm telling you.
Well, get his heart
he's obsessed with it.
We had your boss on here yesterday, so it's okay. Judd was on. Yep, he was here. Yes. But anyway, Michelle McCormick, from Channel 5, who does a tremendous thing. We're talking here at Supper Clubs, and Jen Giel, who's our next guest, talking about a great event coming up this week, is also here, and she's from the area we're at. What's the name of your town, Jen? Doddyville. And we're talking, and we pronounce it wrong every time. St. Anne's or St. Anna's, Todd?
It's St. Anna.
St. Anna. And when I mentioned that, Todd even came in and said, oh, my God, that's my favorite restaurant in the world. Have you been there, Michelle?
Yes, I have. We covered Schwartz's Supper Club, you know, because they hand-cut all the meat there. So they have that huge sirloin for two.
It's incredible.
Which John gets.
But, you know,
she'll
for
be coming
me,
in a minute. But just
you
know,
let
it now.
How about you let Michelle? She's a professional. Okay, How about you let her talk?
Sorry.
By the way, what town would that actually be?
St. Anna.
St. Anna.
Yeah. The name of the town. Okay.
Schwartz's is in St. Anna.
Okay. Go ahead, Michelle. I'm sorry. I apologize for both of them.
It also was grandfathered in. It has an indoor smoking area.
Does it? I've never noticed that.
It does. It's glassed in at the side. And they also
You're right. Where you first walk in. Mm-hmm, you go to, yeah. You're right.
And where their grandmother used to live, they also do it as, you know, it's a rental. You know, and so Elkhart Lake, when they have the races, I think, at Road America.
Oh, they have a lot
of
races.
You know, so it really becomes a destination for people. But what touched me most about...
Schwartz's
is that Charlie, the son who took over from his dad, passed away. So the mother-in-law came back to support the widow and to help operate it and the supper club after Charlie's passing.
And that's awesome.
They keep it in the family and they keep it going. It's beautiful stories of that and a sense by the people who operate these supper clubs that they are protecting something of Wisconsin history.
That's what I was going to say. With supper clubs, it's so different from a chain or whatever. I bet everyone that you deal with, there's a personal story in the background, isn't there?
Absolutely. And that's what's most touching to me when you talk with servers who have been there for 40 years. Incredible commitment, you know, handing down recipes. The story in Malone, Gobbler's Knob, owned by the Levenecks for three generations, but Brian had finally had it. So they sold to a longtime customer who was in hospice care but was looking for a new profession. And one of the things that she did is she brought the salad bar back because we touched on that. Some feel that, you know, it's not a supper club if there's not a salad bar. Not all supper clubs have them. But that was her one way to kind of do a tip of the hat to the family. I'm going to, in a post-COVID world, bring back that salad bar because it does take a lot to keep it going.
It does.
But the salad bar is such a big deal. For example, at the Waters on the Wolf River, the Little Wolf River. I can't remember which one exactly it is. I think it's the Wolf River. Okay. They do their salad bar for lunch because the salad bar is so popular. A departure, because purists would say it's not a supper club if it's open before 4:30. Forget about that. These establishments need to do what they need to do to stay in business.
Gizzards, herring, hot bacon.
And it's the only place I'll eat beets. They got the beets, pickled beets.
There you go.
Oh, talk about your podcast real quick if you don't mind, Michelle.
Yes, of course. Well, there's so much to these stories. There's such a rich texture. I can't put it all in the confines of a report on the 10 o'clock newscast. We do it the first Thursday of every month. So I have extra sides, which is unedited snippets that are only on our website, wearegreenbay.com. But I do the raw interview on a podcast. It's in our SoundCloud. You can go to our website and get the link to it. We have several episodes already up. So you just get a feel. What I'm trying to do is take you there. When I walk into a joint, I sit at the bar. I ask what drink they like to make. Usually it's an old fashioned. We debate whiskey versus brandy. And I ask, how did the place get its name? What do you like to eat here? Hey, how long have you been working here? And that's all it is. So you're just with me there.
Awesome. I noticed one thing you said, Michelle. I love the fact that you said, I walk in and I sit down at the bar. It's like, can we party with her sometime?
I know, right? And I love her cap. You must. How cool is her old-fashioned cap?
Thank you very much.
Well, you guys, there's 363 supper clubs, so we can make it happen.
At least. It might be up to 390. It varies. One a day,
Johnny.
Do you have a new one coming up tomorrow?
I do have a new one coming up tomorrow, Blank's Supper Club, where legend has it the food is so good that when a fire broke out during a Christmas party among postal workers, they evacuated with their suppers and finished in the parking lot.
That's great.
So I hunted down about whether it's true or just a tall tale.
And?
You'll have to watch to find out.
That's right. with all these restaurants, you know, TGI and whatever, all the restaurants that are going, a supper club, they also hire people that I think are more into the, not customer experience, but just local. It just seems so local from
when you think about it, supper clubs draw local customers as well as visitors who are just dropping by or passing through. So,
high school kids.
You're serving your neighbors,
right?
Possibly your teacher, possibly your brother-in-law. I don't know. Maybe you want to be nice to your brother-in-law. I don't know what your family relationship is like. So there is that feeling to it. But, you know, there's also this sense that the way you keep people coming back to enjoy this experience is by making them feel like family. Because I got to tell you, especially as a single person, woe is me, it's great to walk into a supper club. They're like, Michelle, are you doing the brandy or the Jameson orange tonight? I don't know.
We are going to party with her.
We are. Yeah.
Anyway. Jen, you in? Jen's in.
Like you said, Michelle.
Krista, you in?
Absolutely.
Our answer would be both. So, this is going to be fun. And this is a slice of Wisconsin, too. Like Johnny said, you know, this isn't everywhere. I mean, there are supper clubs other places, but we really know what we're doing when it comes to supper clubs. And I don't know that we're going to get all 390 experienced, but we'll try.
So is it on 6 or 10 tomorrow night?
You'll see different snippets. I'll start at 4 o'clock about Blank's, talking mainly about the history, how it began. At 6, we're going to go into the kitchen and meet the dishwasher.
Nice.
And then at 10, it's the whole kit and caboodle, including my first interview where a guy cried.
No kidding.
He did.
Wow. And then how can we find your podcast?
Just go to wearegreenbay.com and you look inside the Dish on Wisconsin Supper Clubs.
Phenomenal.
There's the link to the SoundCloud.
Michelle McCormick, you're Local awesome. 5 anchor. She's the reason people watch. It's not Tom Zaleski.
No.
She said that when she came in today.
That's so untrue.
She said, I come on, I want you to say.
It's not Burke.
Right.
It's not any
Listen,
of those people.
Listen, I apologize for spilling the coffee in the studio. Todd, you're a very talented producer.
We'll
put up
back
with me.
Right after
this. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Kevin McCarthy, still a congressman but out of leadership. For the first time in U.S. history, a Speaker of the House was forced out. It happened at the hands of a small group of hardliners led by Florida's Matt Gaetz. Up in the air as to who might be the next Speaker and when a vote might be taken. A shelter-in-place order lifted at Morgan State University in Baltimore after a shooting during the school's homecoming festivities. 4 students and 1 other person were hurt. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
This unfortunate and unacceptable tragedy joins, as we know, a long line of colleges and schools around this country that have seen incidents like this.
All injuries are non-life-threatening, and there's no suspect in custody yet. The judge in Donald Trump's fraud case has issued a partial gag order over the former president after Trump criticized a court clerk. The judge saying, quote, personal attacks on members of my court staff will not be tolerated. This is ABC News.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Go ahead, Jim. Take it away.
Oh my gosh.
So we have a great guest. He's got a mouthful of Uncle Mike's Kringle. You look like that squirrel that attacked my bird feeder. Oh, coming out your cheeks, coming up over. That was incredible.
I love this stuff.
Oh my goodness.
I've been.
Is there anything better than Uncle Mike's?
No,
Kringle?
And thank you for bringing that.
Jennifer Giel joining
being
us
here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That is so good.
It is so good.
So good.
So good.
How's your plant-based diet going? Yeah, it's
sorry.
Like you said, Johnny.
Sorry.
How long did that last?
There's salads for lunch. Okay?
Oh, yeah, salads for lunch. Okay.
Johnny, you're the one who talked me into this. You said there's pecans on here, which is
which
plant-based.
Which is a fruit or whatever. So, yeah, right, exactly.
Like right. Just so you know, going forward, like the number one rule in radio is as soon as the mics go on, don't shove your face full of food.
Yeah, you're okay, right? Okay. He's still learning.
Well, he usually does all the intros. So he looks over at me and goes, well, how's it going?
Take it away, Jim.
I did have a mouthful.
You see his stuff coming out of his mouth? It's like it's grotesque.
Jennifer,
but anyway.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this in. And really, thank you for being here. I just think what you are doing is bringing two really important worlds together in my life, right?
Veterans and music.
And I love music, and Johnny has really opened up my world to veterans, although I've always respected and appreciated what they've done. You have an event coming up. Tell us a little bit about the dynamics of it.
Yes, thanks. So Friday evening, it's called Operation Song. And what Operation Song does, it pairs Nashville songwriters with veterans, and the veterans sit down and tell their story.
These are big-time songwriters.
These are big-time songwriters, yep. They are coming from Nashville. We have four coming this Friday evening. Bob DePiro is our big one, and he's number one, like, in the Nashville stage. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he's written for George Strait and numerous country artists. So these guys will sit down with the veterans, and the veterans can talk about anything or nothing at all. It can be their experience, what they went through, or it can be, you know, about their dog that they thought of when they were in service.
And we have a gentleman. We're gonna put this out right now. One of our great friends, mm-hmm. who you introduced me to, he's one of the first guys in my last book, 50 Strong, passed away a couple of months ago.
Correct.
And I was at the funeral in Fond du Lac, and they played some of his songs. It's called Flyboy, right?
Flyboy.
He was an Air Force veteran of World War II, went through some horrific things, and it was basically dedicated to his wife, correct?
Yes.
Yes, because she used to call him, "Keep your hands off my Flyboy." Todd, can we play a little bit about that? I mean, this is really, really professional.
Here's the story of a very special man who served his country in the war against Japan. A quiet, humble soul who was crazy about those things, with engines, propellers, and a pair of was 10 years old, little Bobby had a hobby, building model planes. He put the left wing there and the right wing here, and he glued on the cockpit and the landing gear. And when he turned 18, he made his mind up to go and sign up and fight in World War II. And he got the very job that he was suited for in the Air Corps. A dream come true. But Bobby didn't want to be.
Isn't that awesome?
That's
what
a
story. Like the Andrew Sisters or somebody, like I said, from the 40s. That's so great.
Exactly. And Bob wanted that genre. So that was really fun because historically it's been all the country music. And he said, you know, I want to speak through my wife's eyes. And Vivi had passed away. So he talked, you know, told the songwriter, David Kent, who's another huge songwriter, he's like, I want to talk through my wife's eyes. And he's like, I would love it in the 1940s. So that was like the first time that they broke out of that genre. And now we ask
them. Wasn't a dry eye in the funeral room that day when they played it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't a dry eye. It was incredible.
That's a great story to hear about this kid.
I mean, big guys with tattoos were wiping their eyes.
Right.
Oh, for sure. All these songs are like that. And then to finish the song out, the song eventually says, and when my flyboy flies home to me. And that was played at his funeral. So, yeah, John, we were all wiping tears away.
No question.
That is so awesome. And sometimes musicians might struggle with lyrics, whereas they kind of have that interview, right? And if the people are really open to pouring their heart out and telling them, that could be a story you couldn't dream up in a million years. Because it's so unique to them.
It's genuine.
Genuine to them.
It's genuine, sincere. And, you know, the veterans will say, well, I can't write a song. You don't have to.
Right.
Just talk. And these songwriters will just take notes. And sometimes within 4 hours, there's a song. You know?
Yeah.
And
Jen, how did you come up with this idea? Because this was yours, right?
No.
Oh, was it?
No,
okay. Because last year was your first year, correct?
It was my first year bringing it to the
Midwest. How nervous were you about, is this going to fly? Is this going to work? And it was such a huge success. And your event is tomorrow night, or Friday night.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Epic. Tell me a little bit about the process of putting something like this together and your doubts at the time versus the result.
But Jen, I just want to say you can take credit for it, even though it wasn't your idea. We do that all the time.
It's radio. Nobody knows. You think I'm actually deserving of some of the things?
Come on,
Jen. You know me.
Yeah, totally.
But anyway, it's a great concept, and I think it was your idea. Yeah. Okay, tell us about Friday, though. We're excited about it.
So it originated in Nashville. Bob Regan, another famous songwriter, would do tours overseas, and he would meet these veterans, and he would say, wow, you have a story. And so he started writing for them. And then, you know, talk about mental health. You know, the music is therapy for these veterans. So he went on to ask other songwriters to sit down and do it, and it's evolved. It's 10 years later. So my role last year was to expose the Midwest to this this organization. And so, like John said, I was nervous to bring, you know, because nobody knew what Operation Song was, and nobody knew what a songwriter in the round was. So these Nashville songwriters will sit down on a stool with a guitar, and it's acoustic show, and they will talk about how they wrote the song for, you know, the country artists, and then they'll sing it. And so I had two goals, you know, in bringing it to Midwest, is to educate on both fronts. Last year we had our first event on Veterans Day, and it was a great success. We are now writing for local veterans and really changing lives here as well.
How do you find the veterans? Do they come to you, or do you search them out?
So they do come to us, or family members or friends just say, you know, could you help? Last year we sought one out and then debuted his song that evening. And now tomorrow we actually have a private retreat with the songwriters. And three veterans, local veterans, were chosen, and they're going to sit down tomorrow, and then we're debuting their songs Friday night.
They can turn it around that fast.
They turn around that
fast.
Wow. Yeah.
So what can we look forward to on Friday? How does that work? The tickets? Where do we get the information? I mean, I definitely, Johnny's got to work, but I can do that. I want to do that. That sounds super interesting.
It is a great show. So it's being held at the Epic Event Center.
Right. We love them.
So if you go onto the Epic website, there'll be a ticket link there. Also on Eventbrite. And if you Google Operation Song. So what will happen, they'll discuss Operation Song. They'll introduce the veterans. Throughout the evening, they'll sing the songs that they wrote for veterans, but they'll also sing, you know, the songs that they've written for country artists. Then we have a special guest, Scott Stapp from Creed. He is coming and doing a set as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Scott,
you know, when I kind of saw that in the promo thing, it's like, well, it must be his songwriter. I didn't think it was going to be actually him.
It's actually him. And he actually wrote a song for a veteran last year, and it was debuted in Nashville at their gala in December. So he'll be singing that too. And the reason he got introduced was my brother is actually president of the board for Operation Song in Nashville, and that's how I got hooked up. He's a veteran, and so John and I have worked on veteran things for a long time.
Jen has done more for veterans than any person that I have a direct relationship with. And I'm not going to, and your only problem is she's going to get really mad at me right now, and you don't want to get her mad. She's got a temper like,
I can see that.
But I'm just telling you, she's one of those Fond du Lac girls. They're tough. Yeah. But anyway, it's one of those things where she's done so much, but her only criteria, only rule is that she doesn't get publicity for it. And she's done so much. She's raised so much money for my veteran causes. You can't even believe it.
Oh, thanks,
that's awesome,
John.
I mean, it takes people like you to make this community work. You know, I just, on behalf of the community, I just really want to thank you. This is important. And besides the great music, like you mentioned, there's some therapy in this whole thing too. For both,
for sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the veteran, and I think those, you know, artists really want to feel good about what they do, and I can't think of a better way to feel good than writing a story and
music. You're exactly right, Jim. There are so many guys we've all dealt with, you and I, Jen, and different people with post-traumatic stress, and it comes out in different ways. It's not like the Hollywood version of, you know, everybody's got a different battle that they're fighting, and there's nothing that I've found that breaks through to them more than music. And that's,
correct.
Isn't that the truth? Because some of those guys will have a certain song, and that song is therapeutic for them, and it brings them to a better place in their mind. And what you guys are doing here is so important.
Mm-hmm. They replay that song, and that's their therapy.
Right.
Like, they can, you know, process through things better, and it's their story. Yeah.
And a big shout-out to the Nashville artists, too. It's a partnership there, but I just, these musicians, they're talented, and for them to give back as well, I just think that's.
And they have over 100 songwriters now that are writing for Operation Song. They see the impact, and you know, their tagline is bringing them back one song at a time, and it's true. Like, that song is just, really makes a difference.
And the thing is, and not going to talk individuals or anything like that, but we both know people that you never know when it's going to come out or how it's going to come out or what they're going to try to do themselves to cure, because there's a certain thing, and we've all talked about this, you know, once you've raised your right hand, so you're going to put your life on the line, you know, for the country. I mean, that's such a huge leap. So you have to have so much confidence in yourself to do that. Well, these people, because of things that happened in the war or whatever, that's been shattered in some ways.
Right.
And they try to self-medicate or do whatever, whatever. And there's different ways of helping them. But and just not to belabor the point, but music is one of the ways that I found with guys and women who battle with it, too. Correct. That's one of the things that really gets through to them.
Right.
That's cool, because we've tried, and we need to continue to welcome back. We have an event coming up on Saturday that we're going to. I'm with Johnny. I'll underscore music. I think music is, you know, it's been around forever. I give so many examples of how music has changed a society, changed a family, changed so many things.
Do you know that his dad was a world famous barbershop quartet person?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So he was on the Ed Sullivan Show. Remember the Ed Sullivan Show?
Yes.
He was on that show. He was on Lawrence Welk.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. In fact, if he Lawrence wasn't married, what? He would have hooked up with one of the Lennon sisters. Right? True story?
I don't know. That is not. Story. My mother listens to this, and she cringes every time Johnny gets off on this tangent.
His mother has actually changed her routine. She used to say the rosary from 6 to 8. Now she listens to our show and then says the rosary
twice.
Afterwards.
Twice.
She has to.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, so I think music is what a gift you brought to the veterans, but to the community. I'm really excited about seeing this thing Saturday.
Friday night.
And congratulations, Jen. Again, you were at grassroots level here, and you know, taking a flyer on it, and it's been such a success. And Epic is such a great place, isn't it?
It is. It's such a wonderful venue to be at.
They do a good job. Well, thanks again for what you're doing
great
here.
Stuff.
We will see you Friday.
Yeah, sounds
Friday.
Great.
So how can people get tickets and things like that?
Yeah, go through that one more time.
Epic website or Eventbrite and Google Operation Song.
Awesome. Talk one last quick thing. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jen.
One quick thing.
No problem.
I have an idea for you two.
Uh-oh.
So.
Break up? Get off the air?
No. Just no.
Find a day job?
Do something else? Anything?
Stop. Don't go into debt.
Pray the rosary.
Get a job that actually pays money.
Don't buy anything on credit.
Get rid of Todd.
No.
Wow.
Poor Todd. Right. Todd,
well,
no.
We don't know. Todd. Okay.
Todd,
okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Lose weight.
Live auction item.
Okay.
Take your show into a live tank.
Into a what?
Live tank.
What's a live
tank? Like a tank, like a shooting tank.
Oh, like a military tank.
A military tank.
How do we do that?
So this live auction is you go to Texas and.
For Friday night, your thing. You have a live auction item. Okay.
Live auction item. And this is where I think you should do a live show from, is from a tank. And so it's an overnight. You stay in these barracks and you actually can get into a military tank and you shoot the tank.
Wow.
It's a live right?
How cool would that be?
Yeah. I think you two need to do that.
What are some of your other items?
I'll sing.
John will shoot and you sing.
Absolutely. Can you save that? I want to talk about some of your other items. Okay, for the auction.
Sure.
Okay,
we'll do that.
And this is that song once again. Can you stick around, Jen? Mine on the mirror. Back up.
Bobby didn't want to be a pilot,
no.
Or a gunner,
no.
Or a bombardier. He wanted to be the one who made things run. A first class flight engineer. That's my fly boy. My high in the sky boy. Winning the war in his B-24.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 78. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 55. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 70. Chance for scattered rain showers. Friday, daytime highs approaching 56. 53, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, that's my fly boy, my highest sky boy. How happy we'll be when I take him to see those streets of gold and that glorious throne. So many.
Welcome back. My name is Merritt. That song is just... I literally get goosebumps listening to it. And again, knowing Bob Plummer, who's one of my, I think he was the very first guy in my most recent book, right? First story, I think. Or one of
maybe,
the first.
Maybe you interviewed him first, yeah.
Can you put me on to him? Wonderful. Right. You want to talk about great gentlemen, you know, and I hate to say, you know, that people use the it's kind of like the cliche, the greatest generation or whatever, but you want to talk a guy who went through unbelievable things. Jim, on his last, this is one of the saddest stories. I've interviewed 250 or 300 veterans over the years, and he had maybe the saddest story of all time, where the war was over, okay? They had dropped the bomb, the Japanese, and he was down in the South Pacific, and they were just going to do a mission where they're going to fly some guys out of the jungle. They're going to pick them up. War's over. They're going to take them to Okinawa, wherever it was. And it was a new pilot. And it was a real rainy morning. And nobody knows exactly what happened. But he went off the runway as they were taking off. And the propeller hit the ground. You know, it went to the left, veered to the left, hit the ground. The propeller came through the fuselage. The guy next to him decapitated him, who was his best friend. He was a foot away from him. Took the guy's head right off, okay, after the guy had written home to his family that the war was over, he's coming home, celebrating everything.
Wow.
And he said it took him like 10 years to finally call the family, and he talked to the guy's sister, and that family was just ruined for the rest of their lives. People die in war, and when you're in a war, it's as tragic and horrific as it is, you've always got that sense of something could happen. But to write home and say, the war is over, I'm safe, I made it, and then for happened, and for Bob's telling that story. And Bob got... He tried rescuing the other guys in the plane that exploded, caught on fire. And one of the guys was in such horrific pain and whatever, that he took the guy into the medics thing, and he couldn't get a doctor to help him. And then he finally did, and he looked, what he thought was looking out the window, he thought to himself, oh, my God, look at this other guy. He's all burnt up. He's damaged. We got to help him. And he didn't realize it was his own reflection. Because he was in such rough shape. And this is Bob. So that's who that song is written about. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. John. Yeah.
Well, don't mean to bring you down, but
good,
I'm just saying that's,
yeah, good
that's
morning,
Bob.
Everybody. Yeah, exactly. Good morning. Mine own the mayor. Our job is to get you energized for a great day. Yeah. But hey, look,
we're with Jennifer Giel.
We are.
Who is director of Operation Song. It's taking place Friday night at Epic. You can go to their website to get more information.
6:30 to 9:30 Friday, Epic Events Center. This Operation Song is really bringing two terrific groups together. Just experience an unforgettable evening of music and stories with Operation Song. And what Jennifer's done is they've got these songwriters, musicians, extremely talented people from Nashville who are up here. They interview some of our veterans. They tell their story, and together they put together some music that you heard of when we started playing here. And you can experience this firsthand this Friday at Epic Center. And you also have some auction items, right, that we could maybe bid on?
We do. We have the tank experience.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm going to sing.
Live.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor live in Texas. Uh-huh. In a tank.
In a tank.
Right? In a tank.
Oh, my God. You know what I love? You know, I would pay anything if you would be, like, running around and I was trying to hit you with the tank. And you're trying to shoot you. Like a paint gun type thing. Not trying to get... But Todd, wouldn't that be fun?
Remember Dukakis when he ran for president?
Yes.
That's what you want.
Yes. You look like Dukakis.
Yeah, it's just...
You too. I'm serious.
Speaking of being in the tank,
and
get us out of here.
That was weird too, I remember. Jen, have you ever had a dog?
A dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did it swim? Could it swim?
It didn't like it, but it could swim. It does like to swim.
He has the only dog that can't swim.
He's taking lessons. Just give him, talk to me next year. He's taking lessons. Yeah. It's been a few months. He needs a few more. But anyway, so, all right, we're coming to see you Friday.
Awesome.
At Epic, 6:30 to experience this. Tell me what, besides the tank, what else could people bid on?
We have a guitar that'll be signed by the four songwriters and Scott Stapp, an Operation Song Guitar. We have actually a Gibson J45 if you're a guitar connoisseur.
Why do you think Mark Scogan is going to be buying these and put them up in his office?
Right.
Yeah. Right. We'll auction off songwriting sessions. So, John, you could have a song written for you.
I would love that.
10 seconds
Jim is
long.
Speechless.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, do me a favor. Turn off your old mic.
Yeah, it's.
Turn your own off.
Jennifer, I think that song's been written.
No Kringle for him.
Show me the way to go home.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Hey, I got to mention one other thing. This is a great thing. Operation Song taking place Friday night at Epic. You can go to their website. It's phenomenal. One other thing I want to talk to you about, a very near and dear friend of ours, Joe and Michelle Stevens.
Yes.
We're doing a lot for breast cancer, okay? And she's going to be the person of honor for their walk on the 14th. Michelle is.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, so we're all going to walk in that.
Oh, super. Yeah. Joe and Michelle will be there Friday night.
Oh, cool. Very nice. Yeah, Vietnam. Joe's a Iraq veteran. I actually was my right-hand man the whole time I spent in Iraq.
Yes.
Slept in the tent with him. He took care of me like you can't believe. Just a wonderful, wonderful gentleman.
25 years in the Army.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be great. I mean, this is going to be fun. And just whether it's veterans, the music, just the whole bringing that together.
The
whole concept, I think, is
magical.
It's an amazing experience. People that came last year, they said we had no idea what it was going to be like. And within 15 minutes, they're like, we'll be back. It's emotional. You hear the veteran songs. It's fun. People got up and danced to the songs. And then you have Scott Stapp, of course. Right. You know, we'll hear some Creed.
Right. That's awesome. And Christy has something to mention with our local police force.
Yes. So today from 9:30 to 11:30, it's National Coffee with a Cop Day. So at Anchor Coffee, you can come enjoy a great cup of coffee, a sweet treat, and meet with local police officers to discuss any questions or concerns you have. Maybe the noise.
Speak loud.
And racing issues that we have going on in the city, especially downtown Green Bay. So come out, have some coffee and talk to your officers.
I'm sure those cops are looking forward to this.
Dr. Tiller's in the window.
All right. Dr. Tiller's in the
Look
house.
Look at that bike. That is boss.
What is
wow.
This guy is.
Look at that. Superintendent of schools, Dr. Tiller. Wow. He is
Look
stylish.
At this guy.
Oh, he's wow.
He's something else.
He's awesome.
High energy. Wow. Yeah, he's what we need here.
When are we going to start bike riding together?
Yeah, I think we're back. We're more on the supper club train.
Okay. the Danish, the Kringle. That's what we're doing.
Kringle's
what we're
having right now. Uncle Mike's Kringle. These are so delicious. It's incredible.
And Jennifer, thanks for what you're doing for the veterans, for music, just for elevating something. And like I keep saying, just bringing something together that it's always been there, but, you know, it's one of these 1 + 1 = 3, you know, it's really magical. Thank you for doing that.
If you ever have a chance, can I, you know, when we have little get-togethers, you and Larry and Julie and Holtman, could I bring him one time? Because I want him to taste some of that unbelievable whiskey that Larry always brings out. Because I had a little bit one time.
Yeah. A little bit.
This morning.
Just a little.
That's what the song's going to be about with John Mayo. It's called 10 Seconds.
No, like I said, show me the way to go home.
All right. Jennifer Gill, congratulations on what you've got going here with Operation Song at Epic on Friday night.
Yep.
Dedicated to veterans, veteran songs. It's magnificent. Thank you for all the things you've done for our local veterans. You've just been amazing.
You as well, John. And thank you, Jim, for having me.
You
as
bet.
Well.
All right. We'll see you Friday.
Are you still with Larry? You haven't kicked him out yet? Is there? Still there? Yeah. A couple more weeks?
A couple more weeks.
All right. We got to go. Mind on the Mayor. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.